Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. So, Kevin, before we jump into today, I want to talk about an upcoming benefit concert that I am producing, that I am involved in, and that I roped you into as well. So, this is Jenna Merle and Friends, A Night of Song, and this is benefiting Harvest Home, which is an organization in LA that provides support for unhoused pregnant women. It's truly an incredible organization. The people running it are so amazing. And I've met many of the women in the house who are there now. We just threw a baby shower for them. And it is truly remarkable how amazing these women are. And, you know, it just with a little bit of support and help, like how they can thrive. So I'm so thrilled that we are doing this event. It's called Jenna Merle and Friends, A Night of Song. It's going to feature pop and Broadway songs performed by all of our wonderful friends who can sing their little faces off, including you.
It's incredible.
You know, we got some good friends who are willing to do good things.
I feel honored to have been asked and a part of this group. You have people like Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Cheyenne Jackson. Are you kidding me? Rachel Bay Jones, myself, Austin McKenzie, Ty Taylor, Tracy Toms, Carly Thomas Smith, and Kim Dawson.
And it's produced by our dear friend, Seth Radetzky. He's incredible. And his partner, James Wesley Jackson, who is producing it from New York. He's putting it all together for us. He graciously was, I asked him and I was like, you know, you don't have to say yes. And he's like, yes. So he's flying himself out for this. And
no way. Yeah. The sweetest.
And you and I are singing a song together. There's going to be lots of bops. It's going to be an awesome night. And it's also going to be amazing because, we're raising money for the, you know, Harvest Home. So that's the most important thing. So it's April 21st at the Eli and Edith Broad stage in Santa Monica. Tickets are on sale. So go to harvesthomela.org/benefit concert to get your tickets now.
And come see us on April 21st in Santa Monica.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Miss podcast. This, we have a recurring, returning guest. The very, very accomplished now, Mike's Mike.
Famously, Mike's Mike. And he gave us some things to look out for in season three. And through this conversation, he has now given us a new list of things to look out for season four. So we go over all of that.
Like, buckle up.
What a man. He shows up with notes.
So prepared.
I love it. Okay. Here is YouTube sensation, cultural maven, tastemaker, Mike's Mike.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome. Hello, season three. So we talked to you before we went through three. You said, look out. You warned us. You told us.
Yeah.
You spoke the truth. And we listened. It is truly so good. It is arguably one of the best. I think the issue that we have with it is we are emotionally tied to those earlier seasons in a different way. So it's hard for us to say like, oh, this is our favorite. But I think for sure it beats season two for me.
Yeah, it's like, even like going through my notes again about season three, I'm like, damn, they did the big one. Like, it's so good.
It is. Mm-hmm. I think you're the voice of the people.
Well, yes.
We have now come to, you knew that. And congratulations on the million people who subscribe to you. They know that.
Thank you. Thank you. I actually had a slice of my 1 million brownie for breakfast this morning because my friend got a brownie delivered with my face on it. So that was fun.
What part of your face did you eat?
Okay, so it's actually from, this is such like a crazy sentence. It's from my New York Magazine shoot, the photo.
We love that.
The part of the picture where my face is going into the TV.
So I
ate my face.
You ate your
face. That was awesome. That was a great photo shoot.
Like, hello? Excellent. So crazy it happened.
Like, I know we're talking about Glee, but hold on. Because right. I feel like even since last time we saw you, which wasn't that long ago, you are just everywhere.
You're everywhere.
I'm just like doing anything.
More. You're doing it all.
I'm literally just doing anything and doing it all, which in itself, that feels very Glee.
Yes.
Certainly does.
It does. How do you feel like reaching a million subscribers? What does that feel like?
Crazy milestone for me because when I started, I was like, oh, absolutely no way I would get that far. And also, I feel like, especially in Australia, there's not that many YouTubers. Mm-hmm. So it's just like wild to me. Considering most of the people that watch me aren't like in Australia, they're in the US, the UK. So I can't tangibly see these people.
Right.
So like when it hits a million, I'm like, wait a second, that's a lot of people.
Like who and where?
Like where are you guys? Show yourselves.
That's almost as many people that live in Australia.
Right.
Right.
I mean, just times it by like 32, but yeah.
Yeah. It's basically the same.
Australia's small. Yeah, what are you talking about? It's fine.
Yeah.
So while we were watching, again, sorry, congrats on the million. I was like, just back to us now.
Oh, absolutely. Let's get back to it.
No, but I want to talk about the trouble tones.
Yeah. I want to know when the episodes were coming out, could they see the audience response to the trouble tones? Because I'm trying to think, like, what year was season three? Season three was like 2011.
Mm-hmm.
2011,
yeah, so
2012.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So the girls were on Tumblr. The girls were on Twitter.
Yeah.
So surely, like, the show people were seeing that everyone loves the trouble tones. I'm like, why? Like, where is the spinoff?
Where was it? I feel like they were very underappreciated. Now, we love them and we loved watching them, but I don't feel like it got the breath of that it should have gotten.
Because I think we also would have heard more people talking about it on set.
And if it really had taken, I feel like the writers would have also listened because they tend to do that, right? So
yeah.
But I think the things they were focusing on were the Brittany Santana storyline.
Right.
Which was wrapped up within that. And then just the chart success of some of their songs. I feel like it was an overall Glee thing instead of a Trouble Tones thing.
Right.
Which I feel like, missed an awesome opportunity. Because really, MVP of the things I've learned from Glee season three is just more trouble tones.
Yeah, agreed.
100%
of the time. And it got dissolved into New Directions, which I also appreciate, but like it should have stood on its own.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they should have won, was it sectionals or regionals? Where it's like they were competing against each other.
Right.
And Trouble Tones didn't win.
How is that possible?
Was it regionals?
It must have been regionals,
yeah.
But also, that kind of, what you were saying before, that's how I feel about it as well, where there's so much happening in the season that they couldn't really spend too much time focusing on it. But it's like,
yeah,
it's not like they were doing wasteful storyline season four. but season three, there's just so much good stuff happening that it's like, it sucks there wasn't more Trouble Tones, but I get it at the same time.
Right.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
I just, senior it year. Also feels like the fandom of like girl groups could have been harnessed in such a way.
Oh God. Yeah.
And it just wasn't, you know?
It wasn't. It was a missed opportunity.
I mean, one of my notes from season four is to look out for the Spice Girls cover that they do. But I'm like, the Trouble Tones should have done that.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah. Like, give me a Little Mix Wings. I don't know if that was around in 2011, but I would have loved that.
I don't think it was yet. Oh, that would have been
It was
good.
Close, though. It might have been. It was close.
I just love Little Mix. So, like, any Little Mix song, I would have died.
Little Mix is the best girl group in the world. Like, of
it's
current
so
day.
So good. Yeah. I'm like, so you guys are coming back, yeah?
Yeah.
They have to.
Like,
have to.
You said you're coming back. I'm like, I'm getting One Direction flashbacks. We're like, we will be back. And it's been 10 years.
But I feel like they're more coordinated than One Direction.
Right.
They're giving them their singles, albums, whatever. Yeah. And then...
there's a plan.
I trust the girl groups more than the boy groups. Like, look at Destiny's Child and Beyonce. She brings them back.
So true. Wait, what's everyone's favorite girl group?
All time?
Yeah, on the spot.
Oh, God.
It's really hard.
This is really hard.
I can do mine.
Okay, please, start us off.
Spice Girls and Red Velvet.
Wow. Whoa.
I'd say Spice Girls is the top that came to mind.
Yeah, yeah. I just love the Spice Girls. Any kind of Spice Girls media... The Spice
they
Girls cover
the
in season four.
Girl groups. They were girl groups,
yeah,
right?
They were the girls.
Yeah.
I mean, they owned an entire like 2-year period.
Yes, they did.
Like the you're world, right. It was just them.
Spice Girls. Mm-hmm.
They have a movie.
That features
every
genre.
They do have
a
movie. It's so good. you know, when we do the Spice Girls on Glee, I was supposed to play Ginger and I was very excited about it. And then they wrote it. And of course, I had to be Scary Spice, which I love Scary Spice, but I
love Scary Spice too.
Tina just to be like the sexy, cute one for one instead of
you didn't want to be the talented one.
Who was Ginger?
Fair enough. The one,
I mean,
with
one of the talented ones,
the redhead with the
But who in Glee?
Kitty Becca.
Okay, I'm trying to remember if she was wearing the dress.
I guess you couldn't
see.
Fair enough. I see what happened.
The go-go boots.
I think Spice Girls for me as well. And maybe like TLC and Destiny's Child.
TLC. Right, of course.
Yes.
Destiny, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you also said the last time that we talked that Cell Block Tango is one of your favorites, and that was in season three. Kevin also said he's like, that's a bop.
I'm actually a little upset about it because I feel like we got gypped at the length of it.
Oh, yeah. Give me the Russian verse.
Yes. Like, we need that.
Right?
Yeah. Like, that feels homophobic to cut out.
Exactly. Like, come on, let's get a little oomph in the
Like, for sure.
Like, give me the drama and the emotion. The storyline that it's used in is insane.
Absolutely. Yes.
But, like, whatever. If we got to do Cell Block Tango, we got to do it.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
But it needed to be 8 hours long.
No, exactly. I like the amount of times, I think, I can't remember if I said this last time, but like, the amount of times where my friend Vanessa and I will like send each other a voice note. It's just like, he had it coming. Like, just specifically that section. And we're not even referencing Cell Block Tango from Chicago. We're referencing the Glee version.
Of course. Wow. That's much appreciated.
Yeah.
Much
like,
appreciated.
Up, oh, six, my gosh. Squish.
It is a good one. It's really fun.
Yeah. Could you imagine that on tour?
Oh, that would have been really... Could have gotten backup dancers. We did the big scrim in the back. It would have been really fun. The chairs. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're totally
that'd
right.
That would be so fun to do. And like, nobody's like really singing on it. Like, you, that'd be fun.
Oh, it's so fun. Mm. You guys just like talk, sing.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of Chicago songs on Glee? Is Mr. Cellophane from Chicago?
Yes.
Mr. Cellophane.
What else did we do on Glee? Did we do...
We did
Hot Honey Rag, the Nowadays, with Gwyneth.
I did the gun motion. Not to be confused with Crab Recorder.
Those might have been it. That might have been it.
Yeah.
Yeah, iconic.
Such a good musical.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nyx cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So we polled the fans on Instagram and they spoke. And here are some of the best songs.
Okay. I'll compare them against my top songs.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's in the list. So number five is Shake It Out.
Yep. So my list, excellence.
Number four, Smooth Criminal.
Also on my list, excellence.
Voice of the People.
Cough Syrup.
Also on my list, I wrote cough syrup brackets. Okay.
Number two, rumor has it, someone like you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. Number one, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Ba-bow.
Okay. All right. So now we didn't know how popular Paradise was with the fans. We're kind of surprised by it as well.
Okay.
We get it because it isn't a big episode. The circumstances surrounding it were big. The characters, everything that was happening. What was yours?
So I'm reading that as a contextual hit, much like that one that Ariana yes. Grande and Justin Bieber got as a number one in 2020 about staying home. Like, that would not have gone number one any other time in history.
I forgot about that song.
Yeah, it's a contextual hit. So like, to me, I'm like, brilliant. That's a contextual hit.
Brilliant. Exactly. Oh,
that's hurting my brain.
Mm-hmm.
That is brilliant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, why there's nine subscribers.
Yes, I
exactly.
agree.
My top ones, there's a lot of intersection, but I've got Rumor Has It Someone Like You, Survivor, I Will Survive.
Oh.
Yes.
Smith Criminal, Cough Syrup, Cell Block Tango, Shake It Out, and then Never Can Say Goodbye, which is Quinn during the Michael Jackson episode. I love that cover.
It's a great cover.
And it's like one of the three songs that she has as a solo in the entire show.
It is
show.
Not what I yeah. would have thought. But
no.
okay, that's yeah. like my Mean. I love Mean from this season.
Yes.
I love
yes.
it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I just get it.
I think the Michael Jackson episode was a sleeper hit for me. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, two certainly. Of the songs are in my list.
Right.
And I also remember, I feel like I remember seeing Artie singing. What's the Michael Jackson song that has Janet in it as well? Scream?
Yeah, Scream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
With Mike Chang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love Scream. So like, good. When I watched it, like, the rewatch, I was like, wait, Glee did Scream? That feels so random.
The
like,
full-ass video.
It's yeah, so good, like, though.
Love a hit.
Yeah.
Love a hit.
But yeah, in terms of, like, top song, like, I think just in terms of how many times I've played it, it's going to be Cell Block Tango.
Oh my
I
god!
Love that.
Yeah,
that's
also
amazing.
Honorable mention to the Trouble Tones' "Candyman."
Yes,
so good. We
they
love that
started
one.
Off. They came out swinging.
Yeah, like it was like, serious.
Like their budget or the Trouble Tones existed in McKinley, but no, that was no. alternate universe, other timeline.
Well, I mean, it was mafia funded, so of course.
Yeah, but
well,
like
Sugar's yeah. dada, right?
That was insane.
That's one of my like. Things that I wrote down, I was like, when Sugar says that her dad isn't in the mafia, I was like, I loved that. I was like, wow, I love that. That's so funny. Hee hee. I actually have like a bunch of like season 3 highlights that I was going to be like, do you agree that these were highlights?
Tell us.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay. Let's go.
Well, you gave us a hit list of things to look out for.
Absolutely.
As well. So let's okay. compare. You go, and then we'll tell you what you told us to look out for.
Okay. These ones are like sort of revisionist highlights. So right. the top one being Kurt's asymmetrical half jumper. Did you see that?
I can't stand you.
When Kurt randomly gets up and he's got like a chow, like yeah. half jumper. I'm like,
yeah.
yeah.
That is a
mm-hmm.
yeah. fashion. Like that's a highlight.
That's not what I was expecting.
Fashion
but I agree.
In the choir room.
I agree.
But, like it was yes. giving like Loewe. Like
yes.
there was a serve being served.
Yes.
Okay. Next, the swimming pool proposal with Artie rolling into the pool.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Yes.
You know
yes.
that was random. So that wasn't written in the mm-hmm. director.
Which like that's what a true artist does. They act on the spot. They feel it in the moment and they just go for it.
Correct. Yeah.
It happened because I wore them down because I was complaining all day. I'm like, I want to go.
Yeah.
Can I just do one take? And everyone's like, no.
Yeah.
And you're like, let me send it.
Yeah.
You had one take and you took it.
I
you
did.
You went for it.
I sure did. Let me tell you. Give me an inch.
Take a mile.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Next one, Matt Bomer signing Sue's boob.
Matt Bomer in general.
Period.
Yeah.
Like, he was so
I remember
funny.
Watching that episode and I was like, what?
Matt Bomer's so a comedic genius?
Truly,
yeah. Where did this
right?
come from?
Yeah.
Cheekbones
exactly.
and comedy timing.
That's right.
Like, leave some for the rest of us. My God.
No,
truly.
Then I had Mercedes going viral, where the video had 485 views, but also 495 comments, implying that everyone who watched the video commented on it.
Yep, 100% engagement.
Yeah.
Who sees those numbers?
I need that kind of engagement.
That's the goal. Like, that's what I'm striving. Like,
that's a
Mercedes viral videos on my vision board.
1 million subscribers, 1 million.
Exactly. Like, it's a one for one.
Yes.
Those are Coco Melon numbers.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually, like, slight sidestep. I'm having a Coco Melon era, which is, like, just those 10-hour videos of, like, outer space sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just put that on, and I'm, like, so zen. I feel like the baby's watching Cocomelon or like the dancing fruit.
The dancing fruit. That's funny.
Yeah.
Cocomelon is a moment.
Yeah, this is my hit. Number one in the rewind.
Cell Block Tango and Cocomelon.
Oh, yes. Actually, maybe that's what I'll do today. I'll like do an edit of this jumping fruit with Cell Block Tango.
Please
do. And then my last two like random highlights were the Tina Swap episode, of course.
Mm-hmm, props. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then the last outfit that Rachel wears of the season, which is when she arrives in New York. She's got like the red jacket on.
And the hat.
Yes.
The hat.
Yes. And magically like, looking beautiful after getting on a train weeping.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, she ate that.
Yeah, she did. It's very Mary Tyler Moore-esque, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, those are my specific highlights.
Those are great. Mm. I agree really with all of those. Not that you need me to, but I do.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Validation is good.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nyx cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So when we spoke to you last, things you told us to look out for were Quinn's pink hair era. Girl, absolutely was going through it.
She went through it. She got put through the ringer.
the first quarter of this season, like, she was real. That pink hair was just the tip of the iceberg.
We say Quinn's on a different show. Like, she's just in her own TV show.
Yeah. I would say if that was airing now, she would be vaping.
Absolutely.
She'd be running a vaping business. Like, it's a fairy floss vape. Yeah.
I hate you so much. You told us to watch for Roz Washington.
Yeah. Love her.
And, like, didn't have enough of her. Couldn't get enough of her.
You're not going to give birth to a child. You're going to give birth to a grandchild.
Like, reads of the century.
You're like sandbag boobs or whatever. I can't.
So good.
And, like, I think maybe one of the only people who have, like, truly matched Jane's energy. Mm.
Yes.
Like,
and it's just unexpected. Like, you don't expect NeNe Leakes to, like, bring it like that.
No.
Nobody expected that, I think. Really, really funny. So solid. Ryan did. Yeah. Very solid. Very funny.
I don't know how he knew, but, like, thank God. Just,
yeah.
You said Sugar would be the best new character. Hands down.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
She gave us the treble tones. You also said the treble tones. Mm-hmm. Your favorite episodes were Choke and Nationals, which I have to say, Choke was very good, but Nationals is definitely one of my favorites, for sure.
Yes.
Top two.
I loved Choke because it felt unexpected. It was like but because mm-hmm. she choked and, like, didn't get her dream, that felt like a good payoff. Because, like, I love it when it, like, sort of subverts your expectations.
Mm-hmm. Or,
like,
totally. When
Quinn gets prom queen and then she gives it to Rachel, mm-hmm. like that kind of thing, where it's like, yeah. oh, this is what the character wanted the whole time, but it's like, they've learned something. Like that kind yes, of stuff.
Totally.
Love a lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love a lesson.
To go along with what you were saying before, Michael and Props were both surprises. We knew mm-hmm. Props was fun because, like, we remember we had fun doing it.
Yeah.
But watching both of those episodes back, we're like, oh, this shit is good.
Budget was high on the Michael episode.
Yeah, that budget was
very.
I know.
And we went over.
My information could be incorrect, but I do think just one of the song, like Thriller in the Super Bowl episode, I think cost like $250,000 for that one song.
And I would believe that.
Mm-hmm. And now we're doing like the full Michael catalog.
Yeah, I believe that.
What?
Yeah, iconic, but obviously so glad it happened because then I got Never Can Say Goodbye.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It was worth it.
And yeah. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, Michael, there were so many songs like packed in because obviously, how do you pick that, like, dialogue was like cut off at the end of scenes just to start the song.
Like, the songs came first.
You're like, it just starts.
Enough yappin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just give me the Michael song. Exactly. Yeah. Let's get there.
Excellent.
So we've heard you. We've talked about season three. We love it. Mm-hmm. We think it's mm-hmm. excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You've mentioned about season four.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay. We're going into season four. We're a little scared. Many fans told us, said season three, just get ready. One of the best seasons. We're like, what are you talking about? And now they're like, season four, not so great. Get ready. Mm-hmm. You should be scared. And I'm like, oh my God, I am scared. I have a lot of really good memories from season four, like being on set behind the scenes, but I don't truly remember the
plot.
Right. Was there
Does
one?
Does anyone?
Right.
Mm.
Is there? Mm. Right. Okay.
Interesting.
I would say there's like key things from season four that I'm like, loved that, big tick, but then there's like a big cloudy question mark around everything else. And I'm like,
do you have any thoughts of like specific good
things?
Yeah,
I have like a page full of them.
Great.
Oh my God. Yes. Unload.
I mean, okay. So the first thing straight out the gate, like season four has excellent cameos and like special guests. So like Cassandra July.
I mean, hottest dance teacher ever. Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Like,
yeah.
Cassandra July. And then Sarah Jessica Parker comes in.
Let's have a kiki.
Like, yeah, let's have a kiki. And it's turkey lurkey time.
Oh,
like,
God.
That's absolutely, that is like one of my highlights of season four.
Is it really?
Because it's just like, oh, it's so ridiculous. let alone in that gigantic loft that they're in, that's $1,800 a month. And I'm like, excuse me?
I don't even know. No. I don't even know.
How are you, like, what?
No. But,
and not to mention they have no rental history and they just get on the first go. Realism. But then apartment has, like, the blinds that are different cities around York in England. Do you remember that?
What?
So, okay. When you see how they decorate the apartment, but it's like specifically, I think maybe past like episode 13, 14, when Blaine's there, there's like a scene where they're in the kitchen and they have this blind, and on the blind it has like names. And I thought they were like names of like boroughs in New York. But then you have a look closely and it's all places around York in England. And it's like so prominently like styled in the apartment. So I was like, okay, does one of them love England? Like, what's going on here? This is so random.
What an interesting choice.
Huh. Yeah. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
So props Googled New York and forgot to put in New.
Right.
Yes. They're like, let's just get into this York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Cassandra July, next thing, this was big for me because famously Australian. When Australian Dean Geyer from Australian Idol popped up as Brody, that was so random.
So like, very random.
Yeah. Like it felt like an intersection of like things that should not intersect. I'm like, Glee and Australia aren't in the same timeline.
How long does Brody last? Do we remember? Does he last a long time?
In season 4, he doesn't go into season 5, but I think it's like maybe at least half of season 4.
Okay, yeah. Got it. It's a season arc. Okay.
Yeah. Then, yeah, a whole bunch of other characters come in, blah, 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 blah. but my highlight from the time that they come in is when Tina says that she had to change her tattoo from Mike Chang Forever to Make Change Forever.
Forgot about that.
So very good. Yeah. That's excellent.
So what else? Okay. Rachel and Kurt together in New York. I love all those storylines. I feel like it's so fun and so correct that they got Kurt there as well.
Yes.
The fact that Sue can't insult Marley. I thought that was funny. She's like, you are a beautiful girl with beautiful blue eyes. And Marley's like, okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So I like how silly that was. Then I've got Britney's sham election plus getting kicked off the Cheerios for lowering the GPA average.
Finally, some repercussions.
She famously got the 0.0 GPA at the end of season 3, which caused her to stay down a year, which meant she was allowed to be in the school cohort for season 4. So let's celebrate that.
No, truly, thank goodness.
Siri's cousin Kiki. Do you remember?
No.
Vaguely so, remember this. Yes.
Brittany gets, she finds like a random phone at like the laundromat.
Yes.
And it has like a ripoff version of Siri called Kiki. And she's like running around school with Kiki. And she's got this gigantic coffee. And she's like, Kiki, what size is my coffee? She's like, it's a Satanta. Like, I'm telling you, season 4, just doing anything. Absolutely anything.
They were like, just go for it. Just go for it.
Yeah. Like, we have 22 episodes. Just please, anything.
Like, as the new cast came in, to me, watching new casts is sometimes hard to attach to, like, say, by the Bell and all these, you know, new classes. How did you feel when you were watching a new class come in?
The way I felt about it was, let's get me back to New York. Anytime the young, I was like, can I see what Tina's doing, please? Like, anytime they come on screen, I'm like,
let's get back to the old crew.
Like, I obviously get why they did it. And I feel bad that, like, everyone hated the new characters. But at the same time, it's like, you could have made them more likable. Like, nothing about them really stood out. Like, I feel like with the original set of characters, you're like, okay, these people all kind of suck. But at the end of the day, they're all like, either funny or they're nice people in some capacity or they have good storylines and arcs. But in season 4, you're just like, there's these four characters and you're like, oh, Kitty is like the worst person in the world. Then you have like, I don't even remember the bowl cut's name. The bowl cut, and then the other one who's the the cousin of Puck. I'm like, cool. As if I cared about Puck enough to know his cousin.
I completely forgot. Oh my god!
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He gets the tattoo. He has the tattoo, right?
And then Marley comes in, and like I liked Marley, but I'm like, what's your tea? What's the tea on Marley? Mm-hmm. She's just nice.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing about Marley is when Sue gives her and her mum some presents for Christmas, and the mum visits Sue and says, "Thanks for what you did for Marley and me." And Sue says, "I don't know what you're talking about. It had nothing to do with the making of that movie." So stupid.
Was Marley not well off? Was she poor?
She was poor. She was. In my video, I remember I called her poor. Mousy brown hair girl.
Right, Jenna. We don't remember anything. I vaguely remember that, but I'm like, we did that already. Like Sam's character was poor. Yeah. Like we did it. So like
literally. So it's like that, or like, for example, Kitty, her arc being like, oh my god, she's a cheerleader who is horrible. But she's gonna come around. It's like, oh, I've never seen that before. In this specific show,
literally.
It's like, I guess they were trying to emulate some of the best parts of season 1 to 3 by like doing them again with different characters and slightly changing it. But I'm like, you would never be Quinn.
No.
Let this be a lesson for future teen shows.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's the moral of the story. You will never be Quinn.
No. So I feel like what you're saying though is like they're like, let's do everything under the kitchen sink for season 4, but also there's really some funny moments. Like there's some highlights to look forward to.
Yeah, I feel like because they were doing anything, the comedy writing was really good. Yeah, right. Sometimes it works. Sometimes you're like, was that necessary? But then sometimes you'd be like, that was so unnecessary, and I'm glad you did it.
Right. Mostly unnecessary, but okay, we'll take it.
Yeah, but some of it pays off. for example, the Sarah Jessica Parker, let's have a kiki turkey lucky time. Like, in what universe is that necessary? But like, I loved it.
It's wild. It's actually, when I watched it, my jaw was on the ground. Wild. I was shocked.
Like,
I don't
even
like turkey lucky time. I've never liked turkey lucky time.
It's turkey lucky time.
I hate it. I actually hate it.
It's so random. Okay, like, why have they mixed those two songs together?
So random.
But then the Scissor Sisters, Let's Have a Kiki, how it has that like monologue at the start and they included that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, I had to take the train. I'm like, yes.
Yes, may as well.
If you have to somehow make those into a mashup, I feel like they nailed it.
Yeah.
Because there couldn't be two more different songs.
Exactly. Yeah,
music producers are like, what is this? Come on.
And I feel like getting her to do it specifically was such like a genius move as well.
Totally.
So like, she's such a New Yorker.
Right.
Could you imagine though being her and you come onto this musical show and the song you get
is Kiki Turkey Lurking
Turkey
Time. She's such a musical girl though. I feel like she'd be like, yes, give me this.
Like is she a show tunes girl?
Yeah, and she's on Broadway, and she's totally.
Okay, I did not know that. It's my Sarah Jessica Parker blind spot. Okay, well, I need to tap into that.
Tap in.
I wonder if she's like a registered artist on Spotify with her covers. I'll have to check it out.
It would just be Let's Have a Kiki.
It's Turkey Lurkey. No, she doesn't sing Turkey Lurkey Time. That's just Rachel.
That's right.
So let's have a kiki. I want to have a kiki. Or like when they're like, lock the doors.
Lock the door. And
like Kurt's like, lock the door.
I mean, they do smash it. They look like they're having best time.
They do.
All those drag queens in there too.
Oh, we love that. I mean, yeah.
Again, so random. Mm-hmm.
So random. Not really.
Like, what? Okay. Then you need to watch out for this one. The breakup episode. I think it's called The Breakup.
Oh yeah.
Who breaks up?
So many people.
Everyone.
There's like literally like 3 breakups in the episode. Oh. And I think Tumblr would have been in absolute shambles. I feel like they had to send like an emergency squad to the Tumblr server room to just to make sure that like everything's not on fire, because like it would have been an absolute shit show.
Right.
So I just emotionally prepare for that when the episode The Breakup comes up.
Okay.
Then we have the piano man Brad telling Sue that he hates the Glee Club. I loved that. That was like perfect. Unnecessary lore, but I'm like, yeah.
It's perfect, though. He's been there long enough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sort of ties into, I think this might have been in season three, when Sue's like yelling at Will and says that he doesn't even know the names of the kids in the band. I love when the show's self-aware, like that kind of thing.
Very good.
Then, okay. You find out that families are living in squalor in Lord Tubington's high rises that are not up to code. That's what I mean by like, because they can say anything.
Right.
They're just like putting absolutely anything in. So I think that was during Fondue for Two.
Fondue. What a surprise. Fondue for Two. I've loved Fondue for Two.
Yeah. We're looking for a spin-off.
I hated it when it was on originally.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't get it. Look, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I was behind. I get it now.
Yeah.
That was my bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't cultured enough.
It's even better on rewatch.
Yeah.
Because it's like so stupid.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The Sue singing super bass. That's the fun one to watch out for. Which, okay, the plot line around that being Sue cons Blaine into signing a contract, and the only way for him to get out of the contract is to beat her in a Nicki Minaj Mariah Carey sing-off. Like, were these randomly generated?
What?
These plots?
It sounds like Mad Libs.
AI generated, gone wrong. I don't know.
What?
Mm.
ChatGPT was beta testing on Glee.
I remember shooting that. Okay.
I remember the performance.
And it was a performance. It's excellent.
The stage, yeah.
Sue, during the wedding episode, when she's walking down the aisle to Lacrimosa and she's wearing the exact same dress. That's great. That's a highlight for me.
Yeah. Definitely.
Becky saying, mind your own gay business, gay Blaine.
And she's not wrong.
Yeah.
She's good. Not wrong.
Like, I don't even know the context of that.
No.
I just remember her being like, mind your gay business, gay Blaine.
I'm going to start saying that.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
I
good.
Love that.
And then, of course, Spice Girls. And my last one is the Britney Code, which is, I think, maybe at the end of season four when she gets, like, scouted by MIT.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, get her to do a test or something. And she, like, gets a zero. But then on the other side of the page in her, like, drawings, she's, like, done some kind of, like, mathematical genius thing called the Britney Code.
What?
Like,
so
what is this show?
What?
Yeah. In terms of like story arcs in season four, I feel like the New York stuff is definitely a highlight because it's like something that the audience is not used to seeing through season 1, 2, 3.
Especially
like, oh,
Rachel
new setting,
and Kurt.
How exciting.
Right.
Yeah. But then of course, like it wouldn't be Glee without some insane like music covers and stuff. So I think in the New York stuff we get Kurt and his new love interest, I can't remember his name. I want to say it's like Adam or something. It's like a British guy. And he sings like something about booty, but it's like a like really weird cover. And Kurt's like clapping in the audience. He's like, woo! And you're like, this is atrocious. So like, I can't even warn you about what episode to watch out for when that comes in. It could come in at any second.
Okay, well, we're just going to be, it's going to be a random attack of violence on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, his name is Adam because his like club, his Glee club is called Adam's Apples and that pissed
That's
me off.
That's right.
Like, you named your club after yourself.
I remember Adam's Apples.
Very funny.
I remember this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just watch out. I feel like you really need to prepare mentally for that.
I need to look that up.
Otherwise, the McKinley stuff for season four, it's just like...
Anything
you should
goes.
Write down or like put a mark somewhere every time there's a love triangle.
Okay.
Because there's literally like five and it's like, okay. Oh my God.
Well, you've left us a lot to look forward to and to not look forward to. So we're really...
But now I look forward to those things.
We're really girding our loins for all of this. Before we let you go, you said you were going to work on a Lost recap for season two. How is it going? It is going.
It is going. I've nearly finished writing it. I have like, have you seen season two of Lost, either of you?
Mm-hmm. When it was
it's
originally
been a long time, but yeah.
I haven't seen it since.
Okay. Without spoiling too much about my video, there's a specific number in the season that's like a really important part of the season.
Yes.
And I'm trying to make the video exactly that length.
God bless
you.
So
it's like, I'm like trying to ride it to the second. So it's like, I'm really
superstar.
Like
it's even harder than it already is. You're making your life even harder. So
I'm
trying to
like make it exactly that while I'm scripting before I go and film it.
Okay.
And I have the Dharma jumpsuit, so I got to.
Okay.
It's serious.
It's so serious.
There's also something in the air right now because I know so many people who are randomly just rewatching Lost right now.
That's a good one. Maybe I'll do
out
it.
Out of nowhere.
It's a really good rewatch. And like, it looks so good.
It's been a long time. You know, when they used to shoot on film, they have to send it back to LA. And sometimes when it went through security, it would wipe the film and they'd have to reshoot it all. Like night shoots.
No.
Wait, what do you mean it would get wiped through security?
So like you can't have film go through the
X-ray
machine.
Something. Yeah.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It wipes the film off the
strip. If you're traveling with like a film camera yourself, like a picture camera, you can't run it through.
Or you'll lose the footage. Yeah.
If you've already used the film,
it
exposes it. You just,
I don't know,
they will hand check it. Mm-hmm. They hand check
it. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, they used to lose some footage and stuff like that.
Well, that's such a fun fact.
Did we start shooting digital season 4?
It was 3 or 4, so yes. I think
it
was
4.
I think you're right, so we'll start to see
I'm scared.
Difference. Yes, we went from film to digital.
We were one of the last shows to shoot on film.
Yes.
Then at that time, we were one of like 2 that were still on that were on film.
Right. Okay, that makes so much sense when I think about it.
I didn't pay attention to how the lighting
just look at when you look at it. We had to change makeup, like a more intense makeup to cover all of
for
our
digital
blemishes. Yes, exactly. Because it picks up a lot more. So you just see everything.
Oh, like, they aren't teens.
Yeah, exactly. Look at those wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. When I say like a teen show now and they're like 25
truly,
or like 30, I'm like,
come on.
Like, there is no bar anymore. It's just like, you could be 40 and play like a 12-year-old. Everyone's
bring
like,
it
okay.
on. Bring
fingers
it on.
Crossed.
Dare me. Yeah. I dare me.
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on again, joining us. Congratulations on all of your wild success. We're really happy for
Thank
you. You're and well deserved. Good luck with the Lost 2 to the minute.
You.
I'll be waiting. We'll be waiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me back on. Love to run my mouth.
Hope you can come back when we finish season 4 to do this all
we'll
over
do this
again.
Like, I would love to like just see your mental state after season 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then re-listen to this before we do that. Okay.
I feel like this is also a good check-in on like what's happening with you because
your fame
you're taking
and
over
success
the world.
And exactly.
I'm famously just doing anything.
Yeah.
That's
and doing it, well.
Yeah. Let's start doing that.
So true.
So good to see you.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Wow. Well, this got me really excited and not excited for season 4.
I'm definitely 100% more excited.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad.
Because he tuned me into like what we're getting ourselves into.
Yeah,
like,
I hear
that. It's just the insanity. So if I know my expectations are to expect.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah,
right. I get it. Okay, well, we'll see. And then we'll return after season 4 and see how we're doing. I will have Mike on again.
Yeah, I don't know like what episodes. I think I get seasons 4 and 5 confused.
Jumbled, yes. Agreed.
Yeah, so I don't know what's what. And so I'm really excited.
I think it's a lot more than we think. Like we're getting, it's all up until graduation, right? So there's a lot of like our duel for class president, I think is this season, right?
Oh yeah. The school shooting.
Oh, shooting starts soon.
There's the blackout episode.
The
lights go out.
With Paris that he directed, right?
Yeah.
There's quite a bit. And we've got competitions. So there's a bunch.
And all the new kids that we love.
Of course we love. All right. Well, buckle up, you guys. We're headed to the road to season 4.
And that's a wrap on season 3. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for being with us. See you on the other side for season 4. And that's what you really missed. Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course, we love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know, when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels.
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.